USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking to reporters.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack or new attacks and support humanitarian pauses.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. The Supreme Court is reviewing a challenge to the federal prohibition on bump stocks. These devices assist semi-automatic rifles in firing at an accelerated rate, and their legality has caused division among federal appeals courts. The decision of the highest court to take up the case follows the most recent mass shooting in Maine. Additionally, the justices are poised to re-examine a significant 2022 ruling related to the Second Amendment, which broadened gun rights across the nation. Eric Trump today is providing testimony again in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president is currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane.
The pilot told police in Portland he'd been using psychedelic mushrooms when he tried to shut down the plane's engines with the fire extinguisher handles. Three passengers filed the suit claiming emotional and monetary damages. Alaska is accused of having a lack of rigorous screenings and standards for off-duty pilots allowed to ride in the cockpit jump seat. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A recent study has listed the states experiencing the highest number of power outages. According to Compare the Market AU, Texas topped the list with 190 power disruptions in 2020, the most recent year for which data was examined. California came in second with 167 outages. Completing the top five are Washington, Louisiana, and Kansas. Traffic is about to get worse in New York City, if that's even possible.
Thousands of people from around the world will be running through New York City's five boroughs this Sunday for the annual New York City Marathon. The race begins in Staten Island at 8 a.m. Eastern, with wheelchair division starting first. The New York City Marathon will be broadcast to over 500 million homes around the world. I'm Corey Myers.
BravoCon is making its debut in Las Vegas for the first time, having previously been held in New York City. In previous years, the event has drawn in tens of thousands of devoted Bravo fans. The program includes special editions of Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, appearances by numerous Real Housewives, as well as panels, meet and greets, and live performances. The three-day event will continue through Sunday. Texas Rangers fans are celebrating today their World Series championship. A parade was held in Arlington this morning. The Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series Wednesday night. It is the first World Series championships for the Texas Rangers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.